Stephen Edwin King is an American author of horror, supernatural fiction, suspense, crime, science fiction, and fantasy novels. His books have sold more than 350 million copies, and many have been adapted into films, television series, miniseries, and comic books. Check the link in the description below to get his top books in audiobook format for free.
My method for starting anything is I tell myself the story when I'm laying in bed at night before I go to sleep. I'll tell myself this story. And so at some point, probably 9 months after this, because this is what it's like, you know, a little piece of grit and it makes a pearl after a while. You just have to give it time. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't. But a lot of times it does. But people will say, do you keep a notebook? And the answer is, I think a writer's notebook is the best way in the world to immortalize bad ideas. My idea about a good idea is one that sticks around and sticks around and sticks around. It's like, to me, it's like if you were to put breadcrumbs in a strainer and shake it, which is what the passage of time is for me. It's like shaking a strainer. All this stuff that's not very big and not very important just kind of dissolves and falls out. But the good stuff stays. You know, the big pieces stay. I had the idea for Under the Dome when I was teaching high school back in 1973, and it was just too big for me, and I was too young for it. And I wrote about 25, 26 pages and put it away. There's a scene at the beginning of this book where this woodchuck gets cut in half when this dome comes down over this town. I had written that part when I was in my early 20s and just sort of recreated it from memory when I wrote the book. So the good stuff stays. The only thing you can do is you use your best judgment, you know, and I want to tell stories, but I love the language. I always have. I fell in love with books, with novels when I was a young guy, and I fell in love with poetry when I was in college. People like Richard Wilbur, Hart Crane, Ezra Pound, T.S. Eliot, all these guys. The quality of the language being like something that you could eat with a spoon. And I don't aspire to be lyrical. I don't want to do that. But I want to write as well as I possibly can. I don't want to get diarrhea of the mouth. I want to keep the story rolling, but I want to do it as elegantly as I can. I think that readers sort of expect that. So, and then when the thing is done, you give it to people, and particularly an editor. And one of the things I'm asked sometimes about editing, the more successful that you get, the more important it is to listen to an editor who won't let you hang yourself in Times Square. So I try to do that, and I remember what Hemingway said, you must kill your darlings. Well, that seems a little bit harsh. I'm not able to kill all my darlings, but I do some. Next. Well, anyway, I had a Honda because I didn't know any better. And I got it out in the spring when the snow was gone from Maine, and I started it up, and it wasn't right. It just wasn't running right. And somebody told me, well, you go on up to this guy's farm. He's got you probably know where this is going. he said, go on up. This guy's got a little garage adjacent to his farm, and he's got this unique way of doing things. He tells you what it's going to cost, and that's what it costs. So I went up, and about halfway to this farm, which was way out in East Overshoe, the motor started to skip. And by the time I got to the farm, it was barely running at all, and it died as I pulled into the guy's dooryard. That's what we call in Maine, a dooryard. So I'm on my motorcycle, and the motorcycle is dead. And from this garage came the biggest goddamn St. Bernard you ever saw in your life. And the guy came out, the mechanic came out, and the dog's going, and it's got that stuff coming out of his eyes, you know, the way that St. Bernards do. And he said, Don't worry, Buster is very friendly. And Buster weighed about 250 pounds. And so I walked over toward Buster, and his haunches just sort of coiled down, and his teeth came out. And he actually started to go for me. And the guy brought a socket wrench down on his hind end. And the dog sat still. And I thought I might get an apology, but the guy looked at me and just said, "Buster must not have liked your face." So he fixed my motorcycle, and I wrote a book called Cujo. And it worked out. And sometimes it does work out. Sometimes it works out, but it doesn't work out the way you think it's gonna work out. I wrote a book called The Shining, and Jesus, this is like being Led Zeppelin back together again. Play all the hits or something. That's kind of cool, you know, you sit in a room and you write stories and everything, and then you come out here and people have actually read the stories. It's horny, that's good. So anyway, I thought when I wrote The Shining, I said, I had this wonderful idea about this family in this haunted hotel, and what they really want is the boy with psychic powers. And at the end of the book, the hotel will kind of absorb him. And then we'll see the next year, we'll see the whole family as ghosts. But it didn't turn out that way. I feel like you have to follow the characters and you have to follow the story where it leads. And the last thing that I want to do is to spoil a book with plot. So, you know, I think that plot is the last resort of bad writers as a rule. I'm a lot more interested in character and situation. I mean, you'll follow it where it goes. And you know, I got a lot of letters after Cujo because the little boy died at the end. Tad, his name was Tad, and he died of heat prostration in the car. And I got a lot of letters saying, "How can you kill that little kid?" Parenthetically, I got a lot more letters about Greg Stilson kicking a dog to death in the dead zone. People care about dogs in a way they don't about kids. It's weird, but there it is. Hey, I don't make the news, I just report it. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I had no idea that Tad was gonna die, and I had no idea that Danny and his mother were gonna live, but I was really glad when they did.
Stephen Edwin King is an American author of horror, supernatural fiction, suspense, crime, science fiction, and fantasy novels. His books have sold more than 350 million copies, and many have been adapted into films, television series, miniseries, and comic books. Check the link in the description below to get his top books in audiobook format for free.